And welcome to episode 361 of RP Grinders, the only place for stuff. I am your temporary host, Moria Mug, here with my trusty cohorts, because Frank can't be bothered to deal with us this week, Eric the Great, and Breakman the Bold. How are you guys doing?
Buttastic.
What stuff do we have here?
Buttastic? Well, we have to have some stuff. I mean, stuff is a pretty, you know, all-encompassing term.
Oh, no, it's so vague. I wanted more specifics. And then he's got buttastic.
Teenage Mutant
Ninja
Turtles 2: The Secret of the Stuff.
Yes, The Secret of the Stuff. I couldn't make it any of this. Yeah. Or the stuff of the ooze.
I'm guessing they replaced Cowabunga with buttastic. Buttastic.
Cow. Yeah. There you go. That works.
Not so much.
666 Turtle Christmas was interesting.
Wait, what? That sounded like porn. Triple Sex Turtle Christmas?
Yeah, Triple Six.
Oh, okay. Sounded like Triple Sex Turtle. I'm like, I don't want to know.
Although
it
might as well be, because if you watch the video on YouTube, you'll understand.
Oh, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. You know, I think ignorance may be bliss in this case.
Yeah, I don't want to see Triple X Turtle Sex. I got no reason to see that.
But. Triple Six, not Triple X.
Triple Sex. Yeah.
Triple X Turtle Sex.
That's like scientifically accurate.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Fuckers.
Okay, rattles.
They're finally growing up.
We're not even at the news and we're doing rattles.
I mean, they're ninjas. They can't be virgins forever, right? They gotta get laid sometime.
Well, the problem is they don't have. There's no females of their species.
Unless you count Venus de Milo.
I have no idea who that is.
Oh, no, you've run the show. Why did you do that?
She's coming back in the new show, but she's not going to be the same. She's going to be basically the same species as that Salamander.
Okay,
guy.
Question. Should I be afraid? That's like, I just Googled TMNT Venus, and the first thing that came up in their little suggested thing was TMNT Venus de Milo fan fiction. Should I be afraid?
Yes. It's fan fiction. You should always be afraid.
That depends. Do you like your porn with naked turtles and fucking women with penises? I mean, it's fan fiction. There's probably a flying dragon in there, too. Do you?
Yeah, like I made a question.
Do you like to be naked turtles?
Turtles probably become Super Saiyans, too.
It's like anime. Like, every woman has a penis. The turtles are ripped, and they, of course, don't wear their penises are outside their shells for some reason. I guess we need to move on. Let's move on. What's wrong with
us? It's like that'll be the name of the episode: Venus de Milo fan fiction.
Right, I'll do the first articles just so we can move on.
Yes, let's please move on.
From Silly String Era, we've got Find Out How Tango Fiesta Came to Be with This Free Spin-Off RPG. It says, as a prelude to its 1-4-player top-down shooter Tango Fiesta, Spilt Milk Studios has released a free spin-off RPG called The Legend of Tango, which has a title screen that's totally ripping off the font from Legend of Zelda, for Link to the Past. It says you could download it on Steam.
That's what I thought it was at first.
It says you can play as the developers who go
like
through the process. Play as the developers while you go through the process that they went through when they came up with the idea for the game. So, yeah, that sounds very meta and boring, but it's free, I guess.
Yeah, but like at the gameplay, it looks like you're very generic, like classic Dragon Quest sort of combat, which is so fucking dull.
I guess it's kind of like an interactive.
Oh man, Frank's not here.
An interactive commentary.
And may I just say, all things Dragon Quest are ass and need to be wiped away.
Shut your filthy
whore. Oh darn it! Like,
I know.
I forgot that was more than one Dragon Quest fan on this show.
Frank is just like the ultimate. He's like the ultimate Dragon Quest fan.
Yeah, he's such a Dragon Quest fan. It just kind of overshadows you guys.
It's because I'm not as crazy as Frank is.
Neither me or Eric have a bottle of lube next to a copy of Dragon Quest VIII. You know.
It's like, oh my god, it looks so good.
Frank probably has a Dakimura of Final Fantasy or Dragon Quest VIII's Jessica.
Yeah. Oh, Dakimakura.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The pillow, full body pillows.
One of those love pillows. Oh,
that's what
I'm talking about. Dakimakura. All right. Well, let's move on to the next one. Coming to us live from Silicon Era, visual novel, An Octave Higher, is getting a prequel that explores madness. Kidalang, the creators of visual novel An Octave Higher, have announced that they're now working on a prequel to the game called A Small Fire at a Time. It's set in the same world of class struggle and industrial magic as An Octave Higher, but takes place 22 years in the past. It'll be about half as long, and instead of letting class struggle push the plot forward, we'll deal with themes around madness and mental health. Here's the work-in-progress story description given. In Overture, magic can cure all diseases, but not that of the mind, which means it can't cure all diseases. Society looks down on those whose illness is incurable by magic, and lunatics...
I think I meant physical diseases. But...
Mental illnesses are physical diseases, damn it. And lunatics must stay in madhouses until they recover their sanity, if they ever do. 13-year-old Yanis, probably Janice, has been living in one such maddened house ever since she was abandoned by her parents for having the worst kind of madness known to man. Worse than the depression that makes some people long for death. Worse than the paranoia that makes its sufferers live in constant fear. Worse than hallucinations and delusions. Because in a city where everyone can use magic, Janice alone cannot stop the menstrual blood. Janice alone cannot use magic. Her disability makes
please send your complaints to @FrankBranches.
Yes, please send him. Her disability makes Janice an easy target for bullying, but it never stops her from fighting back, even though she always loses. Well, that sounds like an exciting game. You die. That's like the Resident Evil, just like have the Resident Evil game over screen there, you know, going the entire time. This catches the attention of Aiden Wolf, a powerful mage and police commander who is visiting the madhouse on an investigation. In Woof, Janice finds a father figure, but can their fateful meeting cure Janice of her madness? Kidalang says that it's aiming to present mental health issues as accurately as possible and has been researching the topic to this end. Quote, that said, even with all that research, I won't claim to know what it's like to live as someone who has been diagnosed with a mental disorder, and as with any fiction, a little dramatization is inevitable, so I apologize in advance if I get something wrong, end quote. Kidalang writes, just remember that this is a story in which people shoot fire out of their hands.
Putting out a disclaimer before the game's launch is good.
Yeah, it actually doesn't sound half bad. You
know. Now SJWs can't get mad at me.
Yeah, I know.
Not that I have a problem with social justice warriors, it's just some of them are way overzealous, and I'm not making shit up. I mean, there really are people out there.
Of course there are. I mean, there are, you know, the whole thing.
Some.
You know,
there's a lot of them that are.
Well, they're a very vocal minority, let's put it that way. Yeah.
They don't approve of the triple X turtle pony either.
Yeah, they're probably not. They would think it's exploitative. But that's the thing about the wackadoo feminists and the wackadoo, you know, anti-feminists are very similar in one particular regard. They both have their own ideas about how women should dress and behave, and so.
Yeah, completely missing the point of the fact that they're like each other and they don't want to admit it.
Yeah. All right, come on, break. Hit the story.
Coming to us pre-recorded from Gamatsu, The Witch and the Hundred Knight Revival Edition coming west in March. The Witch and the Hundred Knight Revival Edition will come to PlayStation 4 in North America on March 1st and Europe on March 4th for $39.99. NIS America announced a $49.99 limited edition will also be available on the NIS American online store. That is a goddamn good price. The PlayStation 4 Revival of 2013 launch
picture. sorry, below the headline of the picture, it says $40 budget price, but that was the price of the PS3 game, so whatever.
Well, it's a budget price for a PlayStation 4 game. I like that. It's
I
coming
suppose.
Out at $39.99.
It'd yeah. be the first budget price
PS4
game.
Because most PS4 games are $60, right?
Yeah, I think Tales of Zestiria is
like
PS4.
Lego
it's only...
like 100 and...
Yeah. I'm going to sell that Lego game, but I don't know where I should sell it. Amazon wants to give me $53 for it. I think I could get $80.
I was going to say, you can get more than $53 for that, because that, as crappy as it is, that's got to be a hot commodity right now. The PlayStation 4 revival of the 2013 launch PlayStation 3 RPG features updated graphics and new features, including the ability to control the witch Metalia, a new Tower of Illusion dungeon that requires a weapon sacrifice to enter. The stronger the weapon you sacrifice, the stronger the enemies within the tower. So wait, you got to give up a good weapon to fight good enemies? What the shit is that? Catalyst, which you can combine the
well,
stats
you get so many weapons
more. I mean, seriously.
You'll pick up weapons like crazy in that game.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
NIS America is also open to poll the vote for the official The Witch and the 100 Night Revival Edition box art on Facebook. And about the game, fed up with being able to travel beyond the borders of our swamp, the witch Metalia forges a contract with the legendary 100 Knight to help her realize her ambition of spreading her swamp throughout all of Medea. As the 100 Knight, your mission is to do whatever your master, the swamp witch, commands. Explore the world, destroy pillars built to prevent her swamp from spreading, and wreak indiscriminate havoc. However, in the back of your inhuman mind, you begin to wonder, what prevents Metalia from leaving the swamp? Why did the other witches shun her? And how can she survive in a swamp that is notorious for how poisonous fumes are? Is Metalia really a witch to respect, or is she one to fear? Well, you're causing havoc and stuff. I thought that was kind of evident. You were the bad guy. New
well, you're
features,
a pawn
new
bad
graphics.
Guy.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. Using the power of the PlayStation 4, these swampy lands have been updated with new textures, lighting, and models. Tower of Illusion, a brand new area, will allow you to offer up your favorite weapon to battle foes whose strength is determined by the strength of the sacrificed weapon. The new area will enable you to acquire powerful new loot. Beat a witch, entering the Tower of Illusion and collecting concentrated mana will enable you to summon and play as Metalia for the first time ever. Alchemy. You might not be making gold, but you can now upgrade your weapons using catalysts from the Tower of Illusion to increase their ATK, defense, and more. I don't know why they continue.
That last
ATK
feature sounds good, because a problem with the first game was that you'd get these weapons, but then it'd be a long period of time going on before you get another good one. So finding a method of raising their power until you can get a better weapon is a good thing. But I think...
I like this. I think
what I'm most worried about with this game is that it won't actually fix any of the issues that existed in the first game. Instead, it's just trying to mask that with new content.
That might be true,
because
there are no... Because
the game had balance
like
issues,
that.
And I know they're fixing the frame rate, so it's 60 FPS, and the graphics are going to look better, so it's going to be easy to see what the fuck you're doing most of the time. But... The fact that you had a time limit and you couldn't equip new weapons that you find in the dungeon until you went back to your base, and the fact that the base is the only place in the game you could save your progress, meaning if you died...
Hey, look, I found this awesome new sword.
Progress.
I found this awesome new sword. I can pick it up, but I can't use it. Fuck! Why can't I use it? I gotta go home and put it in my.
I don't mind the time limit in the dungeons, but they make you have a time limit during boss fights. So that's kind of bullshit.
So it kind of forces you to not like play hide and seek, I guess.
Mm.
Forces you more into the action.
Instead of trying to get you to be play more aggressively.
That's what I mean.
And there is a mode you can do where you power up and you'll be really strong, but it burns your digicals, which once those are burned out, you start losing health and dying. So, like, it's kind of like a trump card, so you're supposed to use it when you're near death, and the enemy's probably also close to death. Because you got to make it count at that point.
Right.
But, yeah, I'm really worried. Because if I received a review code for the game, but apparently someone else also received a review code for the game, so I ended up getting a review code for free. I never actually ended up writing a review for it. But, I'll hopefully get the opportunity to do that again. But I would have given it at that point a 6, because I felt really disappointed in it. So I hope this version can turn that around. Yeah.
What was it, because of the problems you had with it, or was it from the game itself?
The problems.
Okay. So then if they fix the problems, this has the possibility of being a really good game then, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of other people didn't like the game because they didn't like Metalia. It's like, really? I mean, you're not really supposed to love every character you meet in a video game. Some people are just awful from a narrative standpoint.
Mm, yeah, that's kind of how I felt about James and Silent Hill, too.
I mean, if you're looking for a single character in the game that you can identify with, then maybe that's the type. No, this type of game isn't for you, because. But I don't think that's a good reason to give it a bad score or a lower score.
I don't know. It depends. Like, she's a main character other than yourself. I mean, she's in your face a lot.
The game kind of hints at why she's evil. And she's not really so much evil as so much as she is completely insane.
Oh. Well, that's always fun.
It says I'm bringing straight into the mic. I don't know why. Mm. Is it okay now?
No.
Maybe I just snorted really hard. I don't know.
No, it's just I can hear every breath you take.
Mm. Maybe I could tone myself down.
Every breath you take.
Oh, well.
Can't remember
Listen,
the
on.
Next line. That's all there is.
Every yes. move you make. Jesus, fuck.
Wait, that, I what thought there was something in between that. I thought, like, that was...
No, Jesus and fuck
every move you make.
Every step you take, every move you make, every bond you break.
Yeah, okay,
every
step
you take, I'll be watching.
Every step you take was the one I couldn't think.
Yeah.
Every step you take was the one I couldn't think of. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway.
I'll be watching you break. Every single day.
I know.
And every word you say.
I know.
Well, let's move on.
So that just means you found the camera. Fuck.
Well, I'm like snoring.
All right. Eric, you're up next.
Yeah, but I didn't turn the camera off.
Hyperdimension Neptunia Rebirth 3 for PC launches October 30th. This is a PC version of Hyperdimension Neptunia Rebirth 3 V Generation will launch via Steam October 30th, Idea Factory International announced. And it's currently available for PS Vita, retail, and digital. And the Steam version will, of course, feature higher resolution graphics. And consumers who buy the game during the first week of sale will get a 40% discount, which I think brings it to, like, $16.
Okay. Not terrible.
And I got a code for it, and guess how large the game is compared to its Vita version?
6.5 inches.
It is...
I'm going to say it's twice as big.
It's like 13.5 gigs large.
That seems excessive.
So it's, like, so it's twice
yeah.
as thick. And,
those are uncompressed graphics, folks.
Thick.
But I think the Vita version... I mean the fact that it's that large is kind of a misnomer, because it's probably including the DLC, which was separate in the Vita release, because the game was so large, they couldn't even fit it onto the Vita cartridge. Mm. So you had to download the rest of the game as DLC. I mean, it was like the extra characters, but also the Japanese voice pack.
Well, yeah.
So
like, the Japanese voices would just sound, anything to do with sound is going to take up.
Anyways, each of those characters was like a gig each, and so was the Japanese language back.
Mm. Yeah, that all.
Each character was a gig.
Well, yeah,
me?
it was like the four CPU goddess candidates, because you get to a point in the story where you don't get them back in your party. So you kind of have to read. You have to get the DLC versions. So
you have to buy them.
Well, no, the DLC is free.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
Yeah, they just offered it.
I was going to heavily mock that.
Couldn't include it with the base game. But it's being rolled in with the Vita version. But the Vita version by itself, I think, was like 3.5 gigs.
That's strange because the...
That was 13 gigs?
Yeah.
I was going to say that the Vita cards can hold at least 64 gigs.
Vita 64?
Yeah.
Well, memory cards, but...
No.
Actual cartridges?
The cartridges can hold quite a bit. I mean, it's just repurposed SD cards.
Well, I've never seen a game larger than that. That's all I have to say.
No. I thought, maybe not. I mean, I don't remember. Like, there are some games, I don't know if they were, they had a digital version. So I would imagine something like, you know, Golden Abyss would be pretty huge. I'm not sure. Anyway. All right. And I
think Persona 4 Dancing All Night was nearly 4 gigs large.
Really? Huh. Okay.
And that's not even including with DLC.
Yeah. All right. Well, let me move on to the next story then.
What about Persona Dancing in the Dark?
I just thought there was a pause in the song, but I'd just like to say that, speaking of Bruce Springsteen, Born in the USA is a one chord song. Plays the exact same chord over and over and over throughout the entire song. Anyway, moving along. Coming to us live.
This is probably going to make a lot of people mad, but let me go ahead and make a lot of people mad. Bruce Springsteen is one of the most overrated performers of all time.
You bastard.
Singer.
Anyway.
He's boss of the bathroom. I mean,
boss bathroom.
He's okay music, but does not deserve that place he gets. Sorry. All right, you can go. None of those make people mad.
Yeah, okay.
Coming to us,
you know, semi pre-recorded, is it live or is it Memorex, from Gematsu.com. Digimon Story, Cyber Sleuth, dated. Digimon Story, Cyber Sleuth, will be launched on the PlayStation 4 and PlayStation Vita in the Americas on February 2nd, Bandai Namco announced. Users who pre-order the PlayStation 4 physical edition will receive the following digital content. Black color variant for Agumon and Gabumon, two new Digimon exclusive to the Western release of the game, Beelzebumon, Blast Mode, and Cherubimon. Agumon Tachiyagami costume set, Agumon male and hero costume set, and useful item set, because that's the kind of thing you always need to be, you know, specified, because you want your items to be useful. Hunter USB, full revive times 2, can revive all fainted Digimon to 100% HP. Brave Point C times 3, which gives one Digimon 10,000 experience. The PS Vita version will be available digitally exclusively via the PlayStation Store. So, in other words, if you, like, again, Vita owners get the shaft.
It's like they don't want to spend money on physical release.
Yeah, pretty much. But I mean, it's like, you would think, though.
So
it's like,
let's get the PS4 version, the one that's probably less likely to be bought.
Yeah, well, it's not just that, but it's like, you know, you get all those goodies and stuff or whatever, you know, however much. I mean, none of that is stuff that you couldn't put on the Vita version.
Mm.
You know, I was thinking like, you know, okay, if you buy the, you know, you could, can, hell, they do digital pre-order.
Like, why don't they do a digital pre-order thing?
I mean, you can do digital pre-order. Why not do it for the Vita version as well? Because as it is, it's like, well, that makes the Vita version immediately less, you know, less desirable. But... anyway,
I just want to know if Beelzeboss music. Beelzeboss.
Beelzeboss?
You mean Beelzeboss?
Yes, Beelzeboss. Crazy
Chocobo.
Beelzeboss.
No.
It's like the, like,
no,
the,
no, he knows what I was trying to say.
You mean like
Morgan.
The Tenacious D song?
Yes.
Beelzeboss? Yes.
We all be.
And I never listened to NHD. Yep.
Ah, you are missing out.
Oh, that's your fault.
Yes. Your admission of this, the fact of this, essentially indicates to us that you are a horrible person.
Hmm. I think Jack Black should just stick to making music and never be in a movie again.
The pick of
he's probably going to be in a big hit this coming up.
Goose, when,
next.
Bumps.
It comes out on October 31st, I think. Yeah, Goosebumps is probably going to be a big hit.
Even though it looks like garbage.
Very popular.
Goosebumps, the show, was never good.
It looks like... No, it was never scary, that's for sure. But it has a loyal fan base.
Hmm. Well, with that, we can move on.
What are you doing now that I just trailed the show again? What happened?
Yeah, you ground the show to a halt, so now it's up to you to start it again. Read the next story break.
Yay! Coming to us undead from Silicon Era. Try the Yo-Kai Watch demo next week! Should I do this in my undead voice? No, I'm not going to do that. Nintendo will be helping Nintendo 3DS owners prepare for Yo-Kai Watch Level 5's Pokemon-style JRPG 2 weeks before its North American launch. Oh, that's why. What? Why are you? Anyway, the publisher took to Twitter to reveal a demo for the game will appear on October 22nd when Nintendo 3DS eShop updates. It did not mention how much content the demo will cover, if it will have save states that transfer over, or how many uses players will get before it deactivates. Which is kind of weird to me. You get a demo of a game that you've already pre-ordered. You're buying, right? That's so weird to me. Anyways, I see a demo when you're trying to sell the product, but when you've already sold the product, and Yo-Kai Watch,
what are you talking
players
about?
Follow a young boy who. Right.
Seriously, what are you talking about, Break? They're not giving you the game demo with the game.
No, I thought this was for the pre-orders. This isn't for anybody pre-ordered. They're just giving you a time demo for everybody.
Yeah, that's the thing Nintendo does, demos.
I don't have a Nintendo, damn it, I don't know. I don't have 3DS, sorry, I don't have
a Wii
U either.
The demos do have a time limit, though. You can play it so many uses, like 30.
Yeah, that's how the Smash Brothers demo
was. That's why I thought it was a pre-order, wasn't it? That's why I thought this was a pre-order, because of the... A time demo. Okay, anyway. And Yo-Kai Watch players follow a young boy who learns the yokai exist in the world. Through the power of a special watch, he can connect with them and use them in battles. Rather than one-on-one fights, players can take 3 yokai allies into each attack to defeat those with ill intents. There are over 200 yokai in a game. So, did you watch this show?
Yes. I've seen the 6 episodes that have been released so far. It's kind of like Pokemon, only...
And you're stuck with a 6, huh?
It's kind of like Pokemon, except that they don't spend the entire episodes trying to solve a stupid problem. It's a bunch of short skits. It's humorous. It's kind of like Doraemon, in a way.
Okay.
Only the main character isn't completely irresponsible, like Nobita. But whatever. And that's all there is.
Okay, I didn't ground shit all the time.
What?
This is my fault. I did not do this.
You're breaking up, and I can't hear what you're saying. So is Jeff.
Stop fighting with the internet.
I'm not fighting with the internet. Man.
Saving Rook sucks with the internet, right?
Caress the internet. Hold it and love it. Hold it in your arms and tell it sweet nothing. I don't ever understood that saying. That's weird.
What,
sweet nothings? What's that mean? Yeah, what the hell does that mean?
Like words that are completely and utterly meaningless but beautiful or something.
I don't know. I'm sure that if we Google this,
like,
we can find out.
Do baby talk to each other?
I guess.
I'm sure if we Google it, we can find out. Yeah.
Yeah,
but
again,
I don't
care that much.
Yeah, move on.
So, up next is Eric.
Valtherian Arc. Red Covenant is about running a magical school. Indonesian developer Agate Studios launched a Kickstarter. Ooh, Frank's going to love that. In the hopes of raising $40,000 to create the third and its Valtherian Arc series for Windows, Mac, and Linux. It's said to be a school simulator made in the style of a JRPG, and the description goes like this. Play as principal academy test with training your students to save the world, all while finding missing cats, delivering love letters, and helping elderly ladies to cross the road, and fighting monsters. And it says you'll have to build and manage a school, help the students to study and train, and occasionally promoting harder classes while bringing them towards graduation. They screwed up there somehow, I think. Says you also need to recruit your best friends to complete quests and help those in danger. And it'll be a real-time battle system.
Are you saying Silicon Earth? Unbelievable. How dare you accuse Silicon Earth of making a mistake?
Slander! Libel. No.
Slander, so we're speaking it out loud.
Yeah.
Oh, no, sorry. Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
slander is out. Slander is spoken word. Libel is
libel
printed. Libel is printed.
Anyways, this is all real time battle system.
There's a really great joke. I gotta find that joke.
What joke? Let me finish.
Yeah, go ahead. I gotta search for it. I don't even know if I can find it.
It'll have a real time battle system in which you have individual control over four students, and each student has their own stats and roles. You'll need to arrange them in tactical. So you'll need to arrange them in a tactical formation. Use effective mix of spells and skills. You can play the last game in the series in your browser, so it's a browser-based game, I guess. And so you can get an idea of what it's kind of like, I guess. And it's available for voting on Steam Greenlight.
Okay. Sounds different.
All right, then.
It looks kind of clicky.
You know, I was going to say, reading about the story, I had no interest. And then I look at the screenshot, and it fucking looks like Secret of Mana.
Mm-hmm.
The screenshot gets me a little interested, because I'm like, wow, that...
I don't know
like
if you'll...
stealing Secret of Mana.
Mm. So I wonder
I don't know if the gameplay is going to be what it looks like.
All right, well, moving along. Coming to us live from Aranakalis. We have the best title ever, Yo-Kai Watch Busters Moon Rabbit Team Update, announced for 3DS in Japan.
Moon Rabbit Team is the name of the game.
Well, the way it's written, it looks like update is part of the name, and I wouldn't put it past the Japanese. Level 5 announced in this issue of Koro Koro Comic that Yo-Kai Watch Busters is adding the new Moon Rabbit Team Update that will be included in a box featured in next month's issue of the magazine. Yo-Kai Watch Busters, Moon Rabbit Team, titled Getsudogumi in Japanese, as if most people actually know what that means, features the U.S. Apion, or I guess Rabbit Yo-Kai, as the main one on the cover, and it's also mentioned that the two current versions of Yo-Kai Watch Busters, Red Cat Troop and White Dog Unit, what? I'm so confused. We'll both get the free update in December.
So I guess they're updating the game, but they're making a new version along with the update.
Is this what it felt like for parents of kids in the early 2000s and the 90s when they're talking about Pokemon? Like, as a parent, you're listening to them, like, what?
The thing is, those were like, at least those games were like, you know, the subtitles of them were just colors. It's like, I can keep red and blue, you know, red and green or whatever apart. You know, like, this, you know, white dog unit and red cat troops, like, fuck that.
Moon rabbits.
Well, yeah. But I mean, like, if you're talking to your parents and they're like, you're just sitting there, like, probably nodding their head. It's like, yeah, I
I want to see. Uh-huh. I want to see all the Marvel movies have subtitles like this from now on. I think it could work. I think it could happen.
What?
All the Marvel movies should have subtitles like this from now on.
Ah, is that what you said?
We'll have Avengers Moon Rabbit Team, and then the next one will be Avengers Red Cat Troop, and then Avengers White Dog Unit. And anyway, the Koro Koro Comic
Iron Man
box,
Orange Armor.
Yeah, Orange. Oh God. We'll also include a special members card that has. Stop it. We'll have a special members card that has a code for getting new yokai friends as well. Captain America is actually Captain Puerto Rico. Update, Moon Rabbit Team is actually an update that will be included in next month's Koro Koro comic and also as a free download in December. Why not include that in the body of the text?
Because they wrote the article before the update.
And you can put that update in line rather than making me like fumble over what the fuck these titles are supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. All right, break.
Or they could have put it, you know, at the top.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. It's like, update, what the hell? Thanks, Silicon Era. Anyway, break. Do it. Break.
Yay. Coming to us slightly confused from Gamatsu, because you're not loading right now. Why the fuck are you not loading? Jesus Christ. My internet blows ass monk. Ass nut. My internet sucks a donkey's cock until it jizzes all over the back of its throat.
Okay, and moving along.
That sounds a lot like Triple Six Turtle Christmas.
Oh, make it hot.
Triple X Turtle Sex.
Anyway.
Why is this page not loading, goddammit?
Do you want me to read it then?
Yeah, why don't you go ahead and take it, Eric?
Yes, please.
It says, this is from... Excuse me. Xanadu next, Senran Kagura, Shinobi Versus, and Little King Story coming to the PC in the West. So XZ's Games is bringing the games I just said to Steam, Western Territories in 2016. Doesn't have any hard concrete dates, but they plan on coming out that year, I guess. But this is interesting because Xanadu next might be like a testing in the water type of phase before Tokyo Xanadu gets released. Or gets an announcement.
Yeah. Be nice. And just
and I...
Oh, the page loaded.
It's understandable that it's not a new Little King story, because new Little King story still has publishing rights under Konami. But I hear that it's such a minor update, it's not really... There's no real point to having it be there. It just looks nicer. Because prettier, shinier graphics. But I hope that at least they'll touch the Wii graphics up a bit. Because it was originally a Wii game. But Shinobi Versus on the PC is kind of interesting. But I remember the developer or project lead or whatever mentioning that he wanted to expand to different consoles for the series. So that might be the start of that.
Yeah, from what I've seen of Shinobi Versus, it's essentially like, you know, it's Dragon Warrior with tits.
You mean Dynasty Warriors?
Dynasty Warriors, yes.
Yeah, I mean,
Duck
Shinobi Versus does... Apparently, SFL Versus is a better game than Shinobi Versus, but Shinobi Versus and SFL Versus are apparently better than the main series are.
Yeah, well, the
Duck Dynasty?
Dynasty is Duck Duck Dynasty Warriors is...
Right, Duck Dynasty Warriors is Dynasty
there
Warriors.
There's
a bunch of bearded men who are shooting ducks.
Yeah. It's like, well, you basically, like, go around and, you know, you fire off in this massive crowd of ducks that are trying to take you on. So I think that, I think we have our title. Duck Dynasty Warriors.
Hmm.
Right. They can sue us. Good luck with that.
I know.
If you want to sue us, it's at Frank Branches.
There you go.
So we call it Duck Dynasty Warriors.
If you're in Europe, it is Dynasty, so... Dynasty Warriors. All right, break. Were you able to pull the next story?
I got the next one up. Yeah, coming to us, Undead from Destructoid. That was a terrible voice. Mario and Luigi Paper Jam bumped up in Europe. Like, boy, like bumped up. Like,
pump
the release date
and fist bump and stuff.
It makes more sense to say pushed back, because you're pushing it back from its release instead of pushing it up forward. Because you know, time works in a constant. It doesn't, you know, going backwards.
So when they say bumped up, they actually mean pushed back in this case?
Yeah.
Oh, what the fuck. Nice going, Destructoid.
Because, you know, when people think that a game's been pushed back to a later date, I don't understand that, because time moves forward, not backwards.
Yeah, that's weird. Anyway, all right, continue.
But, go ahead, break.
That was pretty much it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah,
you didn't tell us the date,
though. December 4th. December 4th. I said, like, 5 times.
Oh, right. Well, I must have not have heard you, because you must have cut out.
All right. Well, moving along, okay. Coming to us live or whatever. Something.
Wait. There's actually a... Wait, apparently the name. Then it's in Nintendo of Europe referred to the title as Mario and Luigi Paper Jam Brothers. Paper Jam. I guess
that's kind of
a different name in Europe.
But Europe is weird because they just have to be different from everybody else.
Of course, they don't want to be like America. Why would they?
I guess so.
Yeah.
I'm glad I know that.
I don't know what the name of the series is in Japan. I think it's the same thing though.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Mario itself is called Paper Mario Story.
Oh, I see. Because that's not completely extraneous. Yeah. Anyway. Alright, coming to us live-ish from Destructoid. This is about the game Black Desert Online, which, as they say, most people are not going to recognize by name, but you might recognize its impressive character creator. Look up Black Desert on YouTube, and you'll see some videos of like how ridiculously involved and impressive the character creation tools are. You could basically use it as a means of designing characters all day long, and that's like it is the only reason I'm interested in the game. But anyway, it's a massively multiplayer action RPG, and it's been available in Korea and Russia for a while now. It's scheduled to come to North America and Europe in early 2016, but unlike the previous releases, it is not going to be free-to-play or subscription-based. It'll have a price tag. The quote is, players will buy the game once and can purchase vanity and convenience items, according to publisher Daum Games, who also says content and gameplay systems will be adjusted to accommodate Western players and our differentiating business model.
It's kind of weird to see an MMO having a single price.
Yeah, I know, that is kind of strange. Like, as the guy said, as someone primarily interested in screwing around with the character editor, I would have been okay with the free-to-play model in theory, but we'll see how much Daum ends up charging.
I can only think of one other RPG it did, and I can't remember the name of it right now.
Yeah, I mean, if it's an action RPG, like that might not be bad, but it's still you have to play with other people, and other people suck.
I wonder if there's like lots of DLC.
Sometimes. I like the occasional time where I play with like a Japanese player because they take it so seriously. They like help you out. They lead you through the level and shit.
Yeah.
At least that's been my experience, anyways. Playing with British people is kind of fun, too, but for some reason the internet connection sucks between them. I don't know why.
You're talking about your experience from WoW?
In Britain. No, not WoW, just games in general. Like, the hell's the name of that game? Diablo. Shooters. Just a lot of different stuff. Because when I played like WoW, I think it was all American. I don't think I could play somebody from another region. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't remember. But then you play with Americans, and a lot of Americans are just total dicks.
How often do you get to play with Japanese people on something like Halo?
I actually have played Halo against Japanese players before. It was very strange. I wound up getting a trophy. I mean, the trophy was in Japanese. None of the other ones are. Not the trophy, achievements. It was, Xbox. But, I was like, I always thought that was kind of odd.
Funny.
Yeah.
Maybe it's based on what server you're playing.
Castlevania. You ever play that that Castlevania Harmony or HD?
Harmony of Dissonance. The Harmony of no.
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's confusing because there's Harmony of Despair and then Harmony of Dissonance. Yeah.
Despair was the HD one. That's right.
So yeah, but you play that one online, and usually when I get online with that one, it's Japanese players. They're the only ones ever flying it. Anyway. It's been a long time since I played that.
Okay, Darkest Dungeon is coming to crush your spirit January 19th. Also from Destructoid. But it says sometimes it's easy to forget that Darkest Dungeon is still in early access. I've been, quote-unquote, enjoying the brutally difficult tactical roguelike since I don't know if it's really a roguelike, because I think it's just like, I mean, because like you enter turn-based battles, and roguelikes don't really play like that. Maybe the map screen's kind of set up like one. I don't know. Okay. But anyways, since last February and for months, felt like it's been a solid package despite missing its final chapter. After a few instances of schedule slip, Red Hook Studios has put a final, definitely for real this time, release date of January 19th. Excuse me. Well, that's all I have to really say here. But, yay. I wonder if that means that that's the same date that the PS4 and Vita version also launch.
Don't know. Here's hoping.
Mm. But, that's all, pretty much. Have you paid attention to this game at all, Jeff?
I don't think I have. Now, Darkest Dungeon? No, I have not. I mean, because the thing that basically that sells itself as a roguelike, I'm like, yeah, I'm good.
From what I read about it, it's like you'll have to deal with like weird status ailments, like the fact that your characters might slowly develop dementia and turn on your party.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. So that's what it means by difficult.
Yeah. That's totally not cool, dude.
Mm. Anyways, this next article is yours, I think.
All right. That was the last of them.
Oh yeah, that's right. This is a stinko.
Now we're moving on to homie discounts. And the only, I don't know if you guys had anything, but the only one I saw that was worth noting is that there's a Capcom Humble Bundle, which has some pretty decent stuff in it. Like, you can get Strider and Bionic Commando Rearmed and some Resident Evil stuff if anyone's still interested in that. But, and you can get
want the new Strider.
Yeah, Strider's a good game. Hell, you only have to pay $1 to get it. It has like a couple of Resident Evil things. Lost Planet 3 was in there. DMC Devil May Cry. And so, I mean, it's, you know, you put in a little bit of money, you'll get some decent, you know, stuff out of it. So it's worth, it's not really much in the way of RPGs, but it's, you know, it's a bargain. So break is our, do we have any Twitter questions this week?
Yeah. Okay, cool. We got a whole lot of nothing on Twitter. Let's Chat podcast was talking to Frank a little bit, but other than that,
no one cares what Frank's doing.
I'm sorry. What's the Adrian has issues? I didn't even see this. Yes, the delivery of said line cracked me up. Ha ha. Adrian has issues on Twitter at @AdrianHas. What is that? ISSUES. Oh, yeah. Adrian has issues.
Okay. Issues.
Wrong again, Rebel. Ha ha. I guess they were having a conversation that didn't include me at all. It was just, I was somehow in there. I don't know what was going on.
I'm going to say this. I feel like there's there's context that we're missing.
Yes, absolutely we are. You conversation. I'm not seeing conversation.
All right. So in other words, there's not a lot.
What
to speak
in the hell
of
is going on?
I heard lots of fuzzy.
Yeah, I'm guessing not a lot going on from...
The conversation was about Frank's appearance on the Let's Chat podcast. So it wasn't about us.
Oh, it's about Frank. Who cares?
Yeah, that was my point. All right. Let's go on to what we're playing. Frank's been playing Marvel Puzzle Quest, I'm sure, and playing with his wife's nipples. Or maybe that's tomorrow.
I was going to say he's not allowed to touch him until the anniversary.
Yeah, this is true.
I'm just kidding. I have no idea.
It's his one time a year. All right, Eric, what have you been playing this week?
Just more Fruit of Grisaia. And I played a little bit of Code Realize Guardians of Rebirth, which is an Otome from Idea Factory. Access Games is publishing it.
Night Break apparently has not been playing anything.
The one thing I like about this game The one thing I like about this game is, even though I'm not that far in, is the fact that the main character actually has written dialogue. I mean, they don't have a voiceover, but they actually have dialogue, because unlike Amnesia Memories, she doesn't have a written piece of dialogue to her name, unless it's a flashback, which means that she's very personalityless.
Okay. So it's kind of like the choice.
Mute Chrono Trigger Syndrome, yeah.
You know, or that, you know, the silent protagonist thing.
And it's really annoying because she does have dialogue in the animated version, but it fools the Final Fantasy X, and they completely avoid saying her canonical name. So she apparently doesn't have a canonical name.
Okay. Thanks to that, nobody can actually pronounce. Nobody knows how to pronounce the
Titus.
Yeah, it sounds like it's not Titus.
They did it eventually, but not in Final Fantasy X or X-2.
I was like Dissidia, where they finally said, like, yes, this is how you say the damn name.
Kind of like how Butts is actually supposed to be Barts. It's just written like that way because of the way it's translated.
Like Batsu. But yeah, it doesn't surprise me. All right, any other comments on your games?
No.
All right, Break. Go to town.
Are you sure that there's always one you miss?
No, that's all I really
something
get.
You forget.
Unless you want to talk about experience of Sonic the Hedgehog 3D.
No Sonic. If it's Sonic, then it should be skipped over with as much speed as possible.
You don't like Sonics?
The Sonic games were never great, but they have only gotten worse as of recent.
Also, I tried playing the Triforce Heroes demo, but the problem with it is that you can only play with other people, and you can't even do online. You have to do local. So I can't play it. Yay.
That's really...
It's like, let's make a demo where you can't experience it unless you have a group of people. And the likelihood of that happening, because the way you distributed the demo, is bullshit.
That's really lame.
Because only a handful of people got emails with codes that they could use to get to them or to other people. And two other people, I mean. So you got three codes.
That seems bizarrely, I don't know, just badly
thought out. You could have put it on eShop like normal fucking people, but oh well. That's not Nintendo's way.
No one knows what lurks in the murky mind of Nintendo.
I hope the new president bitch slaps the company into doing common sense things.
I wouldn't hold my breath.
Doesn't matter who the next president is. It's gonna be the same old news. Same old, same old.
Final Fantasy.
Get richer, the poor stay poor, and the middle class.
You really rate that break?
Well, I know what game I'm playing. Shit. I mean, come on. Record keeper? Whatever.
Goalkeeper.
Final Fantasy goalkeeper, yeah. What you doing,
man? It's become a football game.
I've been catching up.
That'd be kind of funny if you play Final Fantasy
football.
Football,
you mean soccer.
Like Mega, yeah, like Mega Man.
We're American. We say soccer.
Fuck soccer.
Yeah, it's lame. anyway.
God, I hate that game. Mega Man Soccer.
Yeah, and what the other worst thing is, like, I checked it out and I was like, this game doesn't have any of the cool music. Fuck it.
Yeah, it's this weird, bizarre shit.
annoying. And, it felt like
I've tried to block that game out of my mind as much as possible.
It felt like it was a different game that they just, you know, like they sprite edited it into Mega Man thing. I was like, this is lame. Anyway, break. Speak your games.
So I've also been playing the Final Fantasy game, and I hadn't played it in a while. I'm trying to catch up, you know. Now I got my newer phone, and my Droid Turbo is amazing. I love the phone. Master Chief Collection. I've been playing more of that. It's Halo. It hasn't changed much. I have been playing it online. I like that they haven't done any like real touch ups to like the original Halo. You go in there and you play it online. There's not even a time limit. Like they added in the second one, they've tried to make it as fateful to the original Halo as possible. Okay. So I appreciate that very much. Being able to play that online, I just wish they had more like you could play larger parties. So far, it's only 2-on-2. Although the scan's been out a while, so I imagine it's just going to be 2-on-2. That's online, but you can I'm matchmaking game, but you can play like a custom game if you want with your friends.
Yeah, I was gonna say like in the original Halo, if you did the,
anyway,
the network games, you could do up to 16 players in the original Halo.
Yeah.
But, anyway,
or you could do that online, and not only network, you could hook it up online through XP Connect or a couple other
yeah.
ways. A new game that I played this week was Pac-Man 256. It's free to play. It's basically Pac-Man roguelike.
Okay.
It's an endless Pac-Man.
That's not a roguelike.
You start
then.
Out in a maze as normal. What's that?
That's not really
a
roguelike then.
You die and you start over. That's what I meant.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no.
No.
You don't get extra lives or anything like that. You can buy one continue, but that's it.
Basically, the game's glitching
the power-ups
out.
You get everything.
And you have to avoid the glitch of death, basically.
Alright.
Yeah. It's chasing you while you're going through a map and you're fighting all the ghosts. There's power-ups for you to pick up along the way and such like that. And, yeah. It's fun. I like it. It's a good time waster if you want to take a shit, you know.
If you want to take a shit, all right.
only if you want to, not if you have to. And Assassin's Creed Unity. And I saved that for last because I noticed you were playing it as well.
Yeah.
I've yet to play this game online. I've just been enjoying the single player.
I'm not even going to play it online. I played a little bit of it.
I like single. I like.
You like.
I know a lot of the hate for this game was because of the online. I don't know if there's any hate for the single player, but I really like the single player. It's a lot of fun.
Well, the single player got a lot of hate because the game, when it launched, was incredibly buggy.
Buggy.
I mean, there's just lots and lots of glitches and freezes and frame rate drops and...
and horrifying face skull shit.
Yeah, that where like yeah, people like wow. it would render their eyes and their jaws and teeth and everything, but it wouldn't render the rest of their heads. So you just had these.
Wow.
You know,
okay. But
yeah.
They've cleaned up all of that stuff then.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean,
I've seen
yeah.
very few glitches, and mostly they're collision and damn it, what's that one thing called? Clipping.
Yeah, I mean the one thing I've
collision
the one
and
thing
clipping
I've had,
errors, but that's a lot to me.
Yeah, the one thing that I've had difficulty with is every once in a while I have like something where like a flag won't trigger. It's like I've done this part, why is it not, you know? And
oh,
one
I
thing
hate
that's,
when that happens.
Yeah, and it's one thing that's kind of annoying though is that the I completely lost my train of thought there. Never mind, move along. I'll probably come up with it again. All right, was that it for you?
Yeah. That's
okay.
What I said for last.
Okay. Well, for me, I finished playing. Well, I wouldn't say I finished the main story of Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom Pain, and I will stand by my statement that storyline and, you know, storytelling wise, it is by far the weakest of the entire series. It is the best gameplay wise, and, you know, there's really not, you know, no arguing with that. But I mean, there's
so Snake's Revenge, better story.
Snake's Revenge is not part of Metal Gear. But it is.
What? Snake's Revenge is totally part of Metal Gear.
No, it's not. Forget it ever existed.
It is not. It is not canon. Kojima had nothing to do with it.
Oh, you guys are wrong.
And don't even count the NES Metal Gear port either.
And yeah, like the Kojima described Snake's Revenge.
That's
Snake's
a fun
Revenge.
Game.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. It was terrible. I played it.
No. I mean, I played those games. If I hadn't played the original NES Metal Gear, I would never have gotten into the series. But Snake's Revenge was crap.
I think
NES Metal Gear was okay, except for the part where they replaced Metal Gear with a fucking supercomputer, and there was no challenge to the boss fight, but you had to plant C4 in a specific way.
Had to plant. Now you didn't have to do it in a specific way. You just had to have 16 of them, and if you hit one of the enemies, or rather, if you hit one of the hostages, you would lose a star, which meant you couldn't hold 16 C4s. And so basically, like, if you hit one of them, essentially your game was over.
It would allow you to
continue, though.
Pretty sure the MXX version, you just need to keep using C4, and if you run out, you can pick up more.
I finished it legitimately. But
no, I think you actually do need to.
I don't remember. There's a lot of games I've
seen. A certain number of times because you have to take out its legs. But the thing is, since it's a computer, its sprite doesn't change based on how much damage you do.
Yeah.
I think his legs actually give out in the game.
I don't think so. I don't think they actually.
And it shoots lasers at you, so yeah,
the
there's
MSX,
a challenge.
Yeah, the MSX.
I don't know if
they're like
counting the Metal Gear, but it's there.
And what's funny is that the Metal Gear itself in Metal Gear 1 on the MSX doesn't actually move. There are those camera lasers that attack you, and that's all that you know, and that's the threat.
Poor Nintendo just couldn't handle the processing power.
That wasn't Nintendo. That was the MSX.
Poor Nintendo. Poor NES.
Oh, shut up.
I think the development team was like, fuck this Metal Gear thing, we're putting a computer.
Well, what's funny is that the, Kojima himself described the NES port as a kusoge.
Asoge?
No, he said as kusoge. And he was like, it was the game was complete crap, essentially was what he was getting at.
They tried to add puzzle elements to the game, no, you just don't do that.
like the Lost Woods thing that they added in. I've also picked up Assassin's Creed Unity. I paid $17 for it, and so I was like, okay.
What are you playing on PS4?
PS4, yeah. And one thing that bugs me about the game is that, with most stuff you can, PS4 has that rest mode that you can suspend the process and put the game in rest mode. So it's like, okay, I've got to, walk away from it and leave it, so I don't have to, turn it off and then load everything back up. But for whatever reason,
I love that.
Assassin's Creed Unity, you can't do that. It's like this game cannot be placed in suspended.
Really?
Ever. Yeah.
Probably because of the online.
And
messed up. The Xbox version does.
It's irritating. So it's like if you want to do rest mode, then it's like it gives you this notification like, no, this game cannot be suspended, whatever. It'll have to be closed before rest mode is initiated, or so it's like you have 30 seconds or you can go back. I'm like, oh yeah, whatever. So you might as well just turn the system off. I was like, that's irritating, but I'm enjoying the game.
The Xbox.
I don't trust
the
Xbox.
Away from the game for hours.
Always
came
on.
Back to it.
You're easy on or whatever the fuck it's called, because it always fucks up the game somehow.
I turned that feature off. There's another option.
There is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the other option is, but I chose the other option.
Because like I know that
startup or something, but it's.
It's one of those two options will always fuck up the game.
Yeah, I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, I'm enjoying
it. Must be the one I'm not using, because I haven't had any problems.
Yeah.
Well, they might have finally fixed it in an update somewhere. Oh, well.
One thing, like, Unity is like, it's overwhelming. I mean, the amount of, you know, it has that same problem as where the amount of shit to find is just kind of overwhelming. I'm like, I don't want to find all these fucking chests.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, whatever. It's decently enjoyable, but it is, you know, like the new animations that they did for the free running and stuff are very nice. But the game it still suffers from that, you know, it's Assassin's Creed, all right. And
we ran out of excuses why you're in the Animus.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I mean it's enjoyable, and like the whole French Revolution thing is pretty neat. I don't miss the sailing.
Yeah.
And I will say that I don't miss it at all, because it's like it was neat for about an hour, and then it's like, wow.
I do really like the French setting.
Yeah, I mean it's you know, it's a nice little touch.
18th century France is a good setting. I like
it. Yeah, I mean it's a very crucial period of history.
Yes.
But the
it's still considered France our friends. Wait, I mean we still consider our friends.
I was going to say, they funded the fucking Revolutionary War. We should consider them our friends.
I know. Like, France gets so much hate. People don't, like, they just don't understand history. Like, if it wasn't for France, there wouldn't be an America.
Yeah, pretty much. At least there wouldn't be a United States of America.
Or United States of America, I mean, yeah.
It'd be a British States of America.
Yeah, I know. But, yeah, all right. But yeah, I mean, it's an enjoyable game, and I'm glad I didn't sink $60 on it, especially with all the, you know, with all the hassles and everything. But I mean, I'm enjoying it for what it is and for the amount that I paid.
I got it for free.
Oh, well, then you got an even better deal than I had. Oh, I see. But yeah, I mean, it's an enjoyable game, you know, on its own terms. I mean, it's like if you never got into Assassin's Creed, this is not going to be the game to convert you.
Yeah. I only played one other Assassin's Creed, and I didn't get through the tutorial.
Mm. Well, the original Assassin's Creed is kind of shit, but the Ezio games are fun.
I played Revelations and I got bored when I got to the third chapter.
Well, I mean, well, the thing is, like, with those, if you're not invested in the story of those three games, then it's like, you really need to start with Assassin's Creed 2.
Well, I played 2 and I played Brotherhood, but I didn't feel anything for Revelations. So I was like, old man Ezio, you're not interesting.
There was a part in the tutorial where you have to race somebody, and he beat me like a few times. I said, "Fuck this game." Mm. So I think it was.
You don't have to do that mission, I think.
Until now, it was in the tutorial.
Mm.
Like, you couldn't get past it,
I
failed at it a couple times, and so I'm done. Well, I suck at games, so what can I say?
Well, this is well established. All right, well, let's move on to our Stinkos of the Weeko. Eric, what you got?
I've got something that will probably anger you, too, as well. From Destructoid and Square Enix is considering crowdfunding for localization.
That's where you're wrong. I don't care, because I don't keep up with Square Enix's shit anymore.
It's still shit, though, right?
It depends on what they're doing. It's like if they're going to – it's like if they're talking about like less – you know, games that they're less likely to, you know, or I suppose if it means basically that we might get games that we might not otherwise get, that could be a good thing. But
well, yeah, but the fact that they're even considering this is bullshit.
Yeah, I mean, if it were something like...
I mean, they're big, gigantic fucking cowards who'd much rather bring over Saga Scarlet Grace than a Dragon Quest game, which, while not popular, at least it's a known entity.
Mm. I don't think there's been has there even been a Saga game released over here?
Only Dragon Quest games.
Yeah. We've got a lot of Saga
games. I mean
recently. Get, like,
yeah, I just mean recently, though. Like, when's the last time a Saga game came out in the U.S.?
Well, when's the last time a Saga game came out at all?
No, that's true.
I think the only other Saga game that we haven't got was that mobile game.
Mm. Yeah, that's true. Like, the first three Saga games on the Game Boy got Or Final Fantasy.
The only Sakuga games we don't have are the Super Nintendo ones, and technically we got a remake of the first Super Nintendo one.
Yeah. Yeah, the Romancing Saga games.
Those games weren't spectacular, but I did like it, though. The Saga games on the original Game Boy, Final Fantasy Legends.
Oh my god, you're both talking over each other.
Sorry. Because Brick's so quiet, it's like he's eating the microphone when he's talking.
Right, Brick, what were you saying?
Oh god, microphone. I don't remember. I'm sorry.
Do you want me to read the rest of this thing?
What's that?
Do you want me to read the rest of this thing?
Did you say the breast of what?
The rest.
Oh, the rest, not the breast. No, we don't. If you said breast, I'd care. But
Thank you. You're either talking about tits or chicken breasts, and I'm good. either way, I'd
have to know more. Because
like Square Enix is daft because XSEED and Axis and all those other companies can do localizations of video games on much smaller budgets with smaller teams, and Square somehow can't.
Yeah.
Well, they're fucking cowards and losers.
For me it depends. Like Moria said, there's some games that they've made no effort whatsoever to bring to America. Maybe this would be something to finally get some of those games to America.
That's basically the
only thing. I know this sucks. It's a big company, but at the same time, I want to play games.
Yeah.
I want to play more games.
You'd basically have to be unless they offer the games to the people that crowdfund, and I would not even consider throwing money at them just to have a game localized, because you got to have some kind of reward system. Why would you pay just for the chance to actually then buy the game later?
Yeah, and that is the one thing that they're going to find they're going to need to take a hint from like the Bloodstained Kickstarter. Yeah, like basically allow people to if you pay $60, we'll give you a copy of the game when it's done. Okay. And then kind of gamify it like the Bloodstained folks did, because I mean they really knew how to make it work. But I don't think Square has that kind of business acumen. All right.
I think Square is more ran by the shareholders now than anything. I think based on making the shareholders happy.
Yeah. And shareholders.
Well, I don't mean the shareholders are making the decisions, but I'm saying like everything is made to appease the shareholders.
It's done, that'll appease the games, and then we've got to do this,
or they might break our legs. It's like praying to God or something.
It's just like what's going to improve our stock price is essentially like if you're like totally beholden to the shareholders.
Yeah.
But all right, Brake, what is your stinko?
Or they could do like the Nintendo way, but they don't have the stocks, but the Nintendo way to make a good game and
actually
cures
themselves,
anyway.
Because then they might understand the consumer.
Yeah. All right.
I was gonna complain about a tailgater, but then I read yours and I have nothing. I'm gonna shut up and let you talk.
All right. Well, I think I've got the crowning stinko of this weekend anyway.
The first stinko of all time, and I'm sorry, man.
Well, I don't know if it's the worst of all time, but it's up there. Last Saturday night, my father passed away. I don't know if you guys remember, November of last year, he suffered an aortic dissection, and he had like a 2% chance of survival, but he had like an aortic and carotid dissection and a series of minor strokes, lost mobility in his legs. So, I mean, his heart was weak, and but he had a heart attack, and he died very quickly. So, I mean, at least there was that. He didn't suffer. So that's kind of been – I haven't been at work this week at all, and he's I've had my ups and downs, and, done my share of crying. And I found out that, today, bearing in mind, my father's an accountant. My father was an accountant. you know, he knew money. And but my stepmother is telling me that he had no life insurance of any kind. I don't buy it. You know, I'm not of a mind that's like, you know, I'm
was he working for one company for a long time?
A long time ago, yeah. But no, I mean, he's been semi-retired for a while. But regardless,
right? But I mean, you, even when you're retired, you should still have your life insurance policy with the company.
And
somebody with a career employee is going to have a life insurance policy.
Yeah, and also, but I mean, the thing is, like, there's all kinds of stuff.
That was one of the biggest selling points.
Yeah, but like for seniors to get life insurance, you know, policies for very little money. And the thing is, his elder sister, who is the last surviving member of his immediate family, you know, other than his children, she's mentally disabled. You know, she's healthy, relatively speaking, but she's mentally and emotionally, she's around 6 years old. Even though she's getting in her mid to late 70s, but you know, and they've been paying for her care for quite a while, and yet I know that was one of my dad's big things was, you know, she needs to be taken care of, and I simply cannot believe that he did nothing to make sure he would be, you know, she would be taken care of after his death. And other thing was,
your stepmother's trying to take money away from that?
I don't know, because I know they've been paying out of pocket for that for a while, but to say that there was no life insurance, nothing to ensure that, because obviously if they're paying out of pocket, it's a month-to-month thing, and there's not going to be anything after he died. But I can't believe that he didn't take any steps at all to ensure that she would be looked after. Or just to, you know, just to look after his kids. And the thing is, it's not like I want my money. I want whatever he wanted. It's like if he has a will and it says I don't get anything, fine. But I want to make sure that my aunt is taken care of, and whatever it was that he wanted. And you know, I want to make sure that, you know, that my stepmother isn't, you know, basically trying to screw people out of, you know, what my dad wanted.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I mean,
I was going to let you. What you were saying before was what? I'm curious.
The generation before us, our father's generation. One of the big things about getting into a career and what company you chose to be with. Back then this was before like minimum wage prices started going up. Back then, one of the big selling points was insurance.
Yeah.
So I think it's very, very doubtful that he didn't have life insurance through his company at least.
Yeah. I mean, it's been a while since he was.
So when you retire, you don't lose your life insurance.
Yeah.
Some people cash them out, but. I can't say if that happened or not, but I'm saying I would, if I had to guess, I would say yes, he definitely had life insurance.
Yeah. And not just that, apparently she told me that their attorney said that he had no sole assets. And I know that's bullshit, because every once in a while, my dad would give me and my wife some money, basically just to kind of help us out. And he always did that out of a personal checking account. So unless unless in the intervening time he, you know, took out all the money and closed that account, then yes, he does have, or, you know, he did have sole assets. So that was, you know, there without her name on it, because
you think she didn't think maybe she cleaned it out?
It's possible.
I mean, that's a possibility. Well, if she's saying that he has no assets, and if she has to prove it, if she's cleaned it out, I mean, it would look like he has no assets.
Yeah, and the other thing is that it's just so fucking aggravating. And she's very Christian. She's not an Orthodox Christian by any standard. She's got a lot of hippy dippy shit going on in her head, and. she told me that, you know, it's like, so, well, she still goes around. She still talks to Dad. And, you know, and then, you know, when I, you know, she asked how I was doing, I said, like, you know, I'm getting by. It's, you know, I have my ups and downs. And she said, she told me, yeah, he told me you were struggling. I'm like, you are not talking to my fucking father. And he is not talking to you. You're talking to yourself.
Oh, God.
And just like, but I'm sitting here, I'm playing nice. And I'm not saying anything because I have, you know, basically I want, I'm playing dumb. And because the thing is, like, with if there's been any changes or anything made to his life insurance policies or anything like that in the past year, then there's a legal thing that we can, you know, argue that, you know, argue diminished capacity, and any changes made in that time should be disregarded because he had a stroke, you know, and, you know, there was, you know, his, you know, he recovered most of his mental faculties, but not all of them.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm not at my best.
And he probably didn't, and he didn't recover all of his physical. So,
oh no,
so
not at all.
There could be misinterpretation.
Yeah.
As far as like if you're not physically able to do things, people can misinterpret your intentions too.
Yeah.
So that's something that could be argued.
Yeah, he could still talk and everything, but he had some, you know, like apparently he had a difficulty with like chronological order. Like, his sense of time was kind of messed up.
Mm.
Like, sequence of events stuff he had difficulty with.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But, yeah, so that's where I am.
Yeah, I'm sure he said.
Yeah. So.
Sorry, man. That's rough.
Yeah, I appreciate it. But. So, unless anybody wants
to. You know what? I'm absolutely sick of hearing. You know what I'm absolutely sick of hearing, and I hope you haven't heard it this week, but well, they're in a better place now.
Oh, I've seen it.
I want to hit people when they tell me.
Mm-hmm. It's like, no, he's not.
I
posted a little rant about that kind of shit on my Facebook. I'm like, he's gone. You know, there's nothing left of him except for what we remember. And, you know, it's like, I was not kind. And I said, if this offends your deeply held relief, let me say from the bottom of my heart, grow the fuck up. You know, like, accept that someone you love is gone, you know, grieve in a healthy way. And then, you know, work on, you know, putting together the pieces. As, you know, that's the grown up way of dealing with loss.
I was like, not only that. People grieve in different ways. Let people grieve the way they want. Don't, like, shame them for grieving differently or something.
Yeah.
Like, I refuse to go to wakes. I think that is the stupidest bullshit ever. Hey, let's go have a party after the funeral.
Well, I mean, I get the...
I'm going to go grieve.
Well, I mean, that's what my dad wanted. He didn't want a funeral. He wanted to be cremated, which I always thought was kind of odd considering he's Jewish. But he essentially just, he didn't like both of his, both of his parents had funerals and I think it kind of messed with him. And he was like, my impression of his mindset was like, I don't want to put my family through that. I can appreciate that, but he, you know, and I get the idea behind a wake more than a funeral. Just was like, this is something where, you know, people get together.
Well, I understand what the purpose of the wake was. The purpose of the wake originally was basically the family is grieving. They can't take care of themselves. We're bringing food to them.
Yeah.
But now it's just, let's go sit around and talk about everything. Let's just have kind of celebration. Like, I can't do that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I kind of prefer that over the, you know, just the, that you know, the, everyone dress in black and we all mope about that, you know, the fact that he's gone. It's like, that's, you know, that's not, I mean, none of this stuff is for the, you know, is for the deceased.
Yeah.
It's for those left behind. But I would rather, you know, think and talk about, you know, funny stories and stuff, and, you know, stuff about my dad, than just sit there and, you know, stare at a hole in the ground and think he's not, you know, and he's just gone. And be, you know, be surrounded by people who are just as depressed as I am, and are, but and are just as likely to, you know, to try and console me. I'm like, don't fucking touch me. You know, don't, you know, don't come up to me. Don't say a word.
See,
I don't, you know, I don't want to hear it.
I mostly just want to be alone. See,
yeah.
Like people grieve completely different. You know.
Yeah.
Like I'm not in the mood for like I don't like people talking to me about shit like. I don't care about all this other shit going on. Right now I'm sad. Just let me be sad.
Yeah.
Well, when I was a kid and I had to be dragged to calling hours from my grandparents, I hated being there. Because, yeah, there's a corpse there, and I understand that, and you're going to bury that corpse, but why do I have to be here for hours on end?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's
I've already dealt with my sadness, so why I have to pull up with this bullshit?
Yeah, it's just very I don't know. This ritualized sadness thing is just like I'm not okay with it. But yeah, we're running long.
I understand.
Yeah, so why don't we move
on? Like I said,
on
I understand. I write dudes differently, and that's all right. I don't think people should judge Chalson by all griefs.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to go out and, like, party and celebrate that person, that's all right. Like, I just can't do it, you know? I
understand.
Like, I'm
or, you know,
upset.
Take that opportunity to proselytize your own religious nonsense.
Yeah, that's
unusual.
Yeah, which I always get.
Yeah, well, when I'm my Mrs. Brakeman's aunt's funeral last year, the guy mentioned the priest mentioned her like twice. He mentioned Jesus Christ like 50 damn times, like how she would want us to worship Jesus. And now this, like, most of the damn thing was about Jesus and God. And I'm like, we're here for her. Oh, I'm so angry. She wasn't a religious type person either, so she would not have enjoyed that. Just really pissed me off.
Yeah, I can definitely understand that.
I just wanted to say one thing.
The priest for our funeral for my grandfather was named Wigger.
For fuck's sake. A priest named
Wigger. It was Wiggar, but, you know, basically.
W-I-G-G-A-R?
Yeah.
I see. Now that we've
unfortunate last names.
Yeah, I know. Now that we've set up such a wonderful tone, let's move on to our Sweetos of the Week. And I'll start off with, and basically I was like, but the best thing that's happened this week has been, it's like, okay, Assassin's Creed Unity is not half bad. So I was like, okay, it's an enjoyable game. It's keeping me distracted from other shit. So I was like, all right, that's, you know, that works. So, Brake, what have you got?
I was wanting to write it down, and I was about to do my Stinko and then write Sweeto down, and I saw your Stinko, and I kind of completely derailed everything. I completely forgot what I was excited about at all, dude. I don't remember.
You're excited about your memory.
Sorry. Yes. I'm happy for my football team right now. Damn it! I knew there was something I wanted to say, but I can't remember. Fucking hell!
That's all right, dude.
Yeah, I mean, it's all piddly shit. It's not shit that matters. Family is what matters. So.
Well, hey, I mean, if you got something to smile about, then it's, you know, then it matters. What the heck was that?
That was my phone going off.
Oh, okay.
Somebody's life monitor just go out?
Yeah, I know. It's like somebody.
We are coming up on 2 hours, so we
somebody dropped down to 3 hearts. Anyway. all right, Eric, what have you got? What is your Sweeto for the week?
I don't have one.
You don't?
Nothing. Other than my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, right.
I went to a restaurant that used to be another restaurant from a long time ago. And now it's a Mexican restaurant. The food there was pretty good, though.
I do like Mexican food.
And I got 50, so I'm going to use that, I don't know, some way, probably a game soon. Depends on what code comes in and what code doesn't come in.
Yeah, I can't imagine you using birthday money on a game. I mean, fancy.
You can't?
Fancy that.
No.
All right. Anything else?
For Sweetos, that's it.
All right. It looks like that's going to wrap up.
You wonder how lame I am.
Yeah, we could do Condomizes, but my internet decided to rebel against me, and I can't even open it in my browser because it keeps giving me an error.
Yeah. Well, we're also running really long, so why don't we go ahead and wrap this up?
Last year for my birthday, when people gave me money, I went grocery shopping.
That is incredibly
lame.
That's
how lame I am. Yes, yes.
Yeah. Oh, boy. All right. Well, that's it for episode 361. I want to thank everybody for listening to me, you know, bitch and moan, and, you know, for being here, anybody listening. And hopefully Frank will be able to join us next time, you know, if he's not, you know, too shagged out, so to speak. And but I want to thank Eric and Brake for being here, and you, if you're listening. If you're not, fuck off. But that should do it for this week, and have a good one. Stay safe. I think that should do it.